have Patty Kishman from Ritter Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of things going on. What's a theme? This every summer has a theme at a library. What is this year's theme?
Well, this year the theme for our summer reading program is Get Caught Reading, and we mean get caught like a fish on a line. So it's all about fish and fishing lines and getting caught with a good book.
And there are a lot of different things. What goes into the summer reading program? Because you have different levels for that, right?
We do. Summer reading, I think a lot of people think it's for kids, and they remember back to when they were young, and they were so excited to run down to the library and sign up. But our summer reading is for adults and teens as well. And this year, the big deal is you can come in and enter our free drawing and win a tablet or a Kindle Fire. So we've got some really great prizes.
Bruce mentioned before we went on the air, tablet used to mean something completely different.
Yeah, a pad of paper or
these,
something.
These guys over here at this table asked if a tablet wasn't something that Moses had. But no, no, no.
Well, it's the same thing. It's just the next generation of it. You know.
Well, you're right. It's either a small computer or it's a large handheld device. So that's what a tablet is. And it's a great prize for summer reading. So this year, library staff members are going out into the community, and we'll find you. We're passing out these cards, and we're coming to Dairy Dock or the beach or the park or wherever you and your family go to have fun. And if you get one of these cards, all you have to do is bring it into the library and enter it into the free drawing, and we'll draw for the tablet at the end of July. So you've got a couple months now to get one of these cards and bring it in. We're hoping to get people to come into the library and see what's new.
Well, the tablet is kind of a new because that's you turn that into whatever book you want, right?
Exactly.
That's how that works.
Exactly. Ritter is part of the CleveNet library system, so that means it's not just the materials that we have on our shelves on Liberty Avenue. You have access to all 43 library systems in the CleveNet group. So today, we've got more digital material than ever.
So when I order something off of CleveNet, and it happens to be in Vermilion at the time, what's the process for getting it from Vermilion to maybe Avon or Avon Lake or Elyria? How
well,
does that
work? We have a little transit system, and we pack up the books and materials every day, and we send out books that we have to other libraries, and we receive books from other libraries. So we have a very, very busy department handling all this material. And if you order a book, you can order it online from home. We'll let you know when it comes in, and then you can come on in and pick it up.
You also talked about getting people into the library. How is business?
Business is booming today at the library. Well, our summer reading program just started, so we've got people streaming in every day to sign up. And we've got programs, things that are fun, things that are educational, things for kids, things for teens. The library today is really a community center. We have groups meeting at the library every day. We've got lots of meeting rooms that are available for any nonprofit group or organization. And we've got some pretty big-sized rooms. So city groups meet at the library, Boy Scouts. We've got people who come in to meet and play cards. This summer, we've got a couple of library programs going on. You can come in the morning at 9:45 with your cup of coffee and work on a crossword puzzle with our little group. They do it all together. You can come in on Wednesday evenings for book talk, just informal, light talk about what you're reading, what you want to read next. So we've got something for everybody.
And you try to stay timely. You try to stay topical. You need to be connected with what's hot. For example, I see on your schedule, you have a program coming up Thursday, a Finding Dory party, which kind of ties in with the release of the new motion picture.
Yep, absolutely. Another new program we've got at the library this summer is movies for kids. So every Friday afternoon, come on in. We've got nice, cool air conditioning, and the movies will play every afternoon at two, or every Friday at 2.
I'm looking at today, the 14th of June at 10 a.m., Pop-up Tech.
That's one of our new programs, right? A vital role the library plays is helping people with their technology. You know, you don't have to get in line at the Apple store and you know, try to figure out what the Apple Genius is saying. Come down to the library where you've got, you know, friendly neighbor who knows what they're talking about and will help walk you through it. So the Pop-up Tech program is quick 15 minutes It's casual. It's, you know, not a hour-long class. And we'll show you the rudimentaries of how to get onto some of these social media programs that everybody's enjoying, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
I also see, too, on your calendar is the Friends Book Sale.
Right.
And I imagine this in part is a fundraiser for the library. And talk about the Friends and how important, what the role is that they play for you.
Well, the Friends are our volunteer fundraising agency. They are a group of really hardworking people who promote the library. They promote our services, use of the library, and they also fundraise for us. So the book sale, it's not just a small town book sale. We've got more than 10,000 books. It begins in a couple weeks. The first day is Tuesday, June 21st, and this is for Friends only. So if you're a member and it costs just $5 to join, you can come in from 4 to 8 p.m. Then the book sale opens to the public on Wednesday, the 22nd, and we're open through Sunday, the 26th, when we have our really popular Buck a Bag sale.
As much as you can put in there. For a dollar, right?
Exactly.
To get them out
exactly.
the door?
Exactly. Right, right.
One other thing I see on your schedule, too, is coming up this weekend, the Lego Club. What do people do when the Lego Club gets together?
Well, Lego Club is for kids. It's for kindergarten through fifth grade, and they just come in and let their imaginations run wild. So we've got Lego Club on Saturday mornings. We've got Pokemon Club, where kids come in with their Pokemon Club cards, and just get together and have fun.
We're talking this morning with Patty Kishman with the Ritter Public Library. What's your favorite part of the library?
Well, something that I think is really important about the library that I'm not sure everyone understands is how important the library is for protecting our access to information. So today, Ritter is the only spot in Vermilion for free internet access on a public computer. And so that means that you've always got a place that you can go to get online for free. When you think about how much of our world is online these days, we get our news online, a lot of us listen to the radio online, even the kids' report cards are online. You can see how important it is to make sure that everyone has access. So if your circumstances should change, you know, we all have a computer, we all have our phone, but if your circumstances change, like you lose your job maybe, and you can't afford the internet bill anymore, or even if just if your machine breaks and you can't get a new one right away, your public library is there for you every day with free internet on a free computer. So I think that's a really important role that libraries play today, protecting our right to access the information that we need.
I think it's one of those things also that people know that when you come to the library, there's so many different things beyond books. We talked about electronic type of things, but music, movies, all those types of things for free.
And yep.
It's really, that's what
I like to say that everybody should come in the library and get their money's worth. In Vermilion, we have a beautiful library. You can see that the people in town understand the value of the library, not just for its role in the community, for our kids, but also for our property values. And so I say that everybody should come in and get your money's worth. If you borrow just a couple movies instead of buying them, or if you bring the kids in for a program instead of taking them to a show, you've done it. You've gotten your money's worth.
Have you been there on Wednesdays when they have a toddler story time at 10 and then a baby story time at 11?
It yes.
must have a whole different atmosphere at that
yes,
time.
Yes, it definitely does. People say that the love of libraries is actually harks way back to your earliest childhood experiences when you've come to the library in the arms of your grandma or with your siblings and you've sat down in the little story time room. And that those very deep emotional feelings are what carry through into your adulthood. They make kids better readers. So even if the child isn't reading, even if they're just a babe in arms, those really important moments, they lead to a love of reading that means success at school and success in your job.
RitterPublicLibrary.org is where you can find out details and get the whole calendar of events that you've put together for the summer. Again, it's Get Caught Reading. That is the theme for the summer reading program at Ritter Public Library. Patty, thanks for coming in and sharing your love of the library with us this
morning. Thank you very much for having me.
We've got more coming up from Vermilion. We'll look at what's happening with Main Street Vermilion and also the Harbortown 1837. Talk to Friends of Harbortown 1837 as well as our spotlight from the Nest in Vermilion continues next.